Hi everybody, it's Mark Jones here again with the Ice Cream for the Soul Blog Talk Radio Show, and I'm happy this week to be talking to Dr. Mark Howard. I met Dr. Mark Howard about a year ago in when was I think it was around May time at the last year's Tikkun conference, and met him at an event. I met him at an event before then, and Mark's based in California in the United States. He's a psychologist out there, and he's very well known in the Three Principles community. He's I was going to say he's one of the oldies, but I might get in trouble for that. but anyway, I'll just bring him on the air. How are you doing, Mark?
Oh, I'm doing good, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
No, thanks for accepting the invite. It's always great to speak to, I love speaking to all my guests, but it's always great to speak to people who've been around this understanding for a while.
And yes.
And I'm sure there's people who are aware of you and have perhaps heard your story before, but as we spoke briefly before we came on the air, there's more and more people coming across this understanding, and there's lots of newbies. So for the sake of the new people, and I just hope the people who've heard your story before can bear with us for a moment or two, or a minute or two, however long it takes, would you mind just telling us your story of how you came across the Three Principles understanding and what work you're doing with it, if you don't mind?
Well, yeah, for sure, Mark. I share this a lot through different video, so I'll just kind of briefly summarize it, but really, really about 1982, I had been trained as a, over here in the United States, as a PhD clinical psychologist, so I was involved with a lot of approaches to helping people overcome life difficulties. And I was pretty good at using various approaches to that. But I always knew I always felt there was something more to people. I just couldn't find it in the psychology theories that were available at that time. So I kind of went looking. I also wanted to feel happier in my life. So I went looking and then I was able and fortunate to hear that a Sydney Banks speak about these this understanding, that night that I heard him, I had a realization that really shifted me, the first thing that came to me was that I make up my feelings, and then I saw that thought create feelings. And I knew that if I could see this more, I'd be happy, and so would my clients. So when I heard him speak, I knew this was what I was looking for in helping clients. And so actually from the next day on, for the last 33 years, I have been sharing this understanding. It was quite a shift that took place that evening, and so when I went back to work with my clients at the clinic I was working at in those days, I could really not do anything other than share what I had seen. It didn't make sense anymore to work with them in a Freudian way or in a Gestalt therapy way or whatever other approach. It just no longer made sense. So, again, I kind of kid about it, but in those days, those first couple of weeks or so, I only had what I had seen that night to share with people. But once I started talking with people from it, they resonated with it, and we had conversations about it, and I started to see more. And, of course, through the years, I would attend Sydney Banks seminars. I read all his books. We had special trainings with him. So I just continued to deepen my understanding. And, through the years, then I was asked to help a number of other mental health professionals, business people who wanted to share the principles, help them learn how to do that. Because part of, what I've learned through the years was how to present it in a way that people can share the principles with certainty, get comfortable sharing the principles and have impact when they shared it, you know. And so that's been part of what I've done actually since 1983. And, you know, training a lot of people in sharing the principles. And now what I do actually is I have more of a mentoring coaching practice that I do international work with. And I do a lot of seminars and events to help people deepen their understanding of the principles. So right now I'm doing more of a mentorship with people and a coaching program for people who want to deepen their understanding and learn more about how to share in an easy way and in a way that's impactful. So very, very briefly, that's my story.
Yeah, and I can always put a link. I can always put a link to some of your other recordings where they can perhaps hear your story more deeply. So thanks for that, Mark. And I think it's just, well, I've been around the principles now for about 4 or 5 years, and there's so many people being helped by people like you who've been around this understanding for a while. And I think it's so great that there are the seasoned veterans, as they're often called, helping people from there. And in many ways, I think, perhaps you'll clarify this for me, I think perhaps there's been some mistakes made along the way, or the sharing of it's been evolved. So I imagine that now you can speak from that place where perhaps you've seen mistakes being made in the past with it. Would you say that's true with the sharing of it?
Well, you know, I think one of the things about this understanding of the principles that Sydney Banks gave us is that really all people need to see is really truly where their experience moment to moment comes from. And really the work around sharing the principles is continuing to point people to the principles, because once people have a realization, and they must have an insight or a realization, it can't be an intellectual thing, they'll do fine. See, and through the years it's been staying with the purity of the principles, you know, not compromising them in any way. And you know, I've really just seen that I've done that through the years. But oftentimes, as we've gone through evolutions of finding ways to help people who want to share the principles, we've kind of got caught up in our concepts and ideas, you know, what that follow our own understanding of the principles, you know, and emphasize teaching those concepts and ideas rather than, you know, continuing to point people to the principles. I mean, we did all the time, but sometimes we would have a whole load of concepts that we would teach people. Like, for example, like levels of understanding, the thought-feeling connection. All of those are valuable, but you always want to share an idea you have and to bring people back to the principle, the spiritual nature of the principle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's really the task, is to, you know, with your own understanding of that, the best way you can see it for now, keep telling people that there's a spiritual energy we are all a part of. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times people will take somebody's thoughts about the principles. For example, something that's been very, very popular is the saying that we feel our thinking. That's been pretty popular the last several years. Well, you know, when I was sharing the principles for years, I never said that we feel our thinking. But it's just somebody's idea of a way to express an understanding of the principle. But I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying if you stay there, and teach that point, you're not as powerful because it's not really the principle. We feel our thinking is not really the principles of mind, thought, and consciousness. It's an idea that follows from them. So you could share that, of course, but you want to always take people back to mind, thought, and consciousness, you know. So anyhow, we, through the years, the mistakes have been around getting enamored by our ideas, rather, you know, and teaching those without taking people back to the principles. The other thing for me, I've shared a lot that I've made mistakes through the years, is simply that, you know, part of the learning of sharing the principles is learning how to share it with impact and relevance for people. And, you know, I would share that 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, I would share the principles for many, many years. So I learned how to do that through making mistakes, you know, for example, not listening well or losing the connection to my client or sharing way beyond what I knew. but I stayed with it, you know, And I encourage everyone who is on the call or listening to this, if you have had some understanding of the principle, that's what you share and you learn. You learn on your own how to go about presenting it. I hope that helps you with what you were asking.
Yeah, and that can totally relate to what you said as from my own experience when, like I say, most of my time around the principles now tends to be around talking to people on the Ice Cream for the Soul thing. But I do share the principles occasionally and get asked to share the principles. And I know when I started, I was caught up in a lot of concepts and ideas. And then sometimes, even though I was told, I did occasionally try to share beyond my own understanding at the time. And then I just tied myself in all sorts of knots. So, I think it was very relevant what you were saying, and very good advice for people is just it's not sharing beyond what you know is a good one to start with, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, of course. I mean, it happens. It you know, you get in there, you start sharing, and then you kind of feel good about it, and you kind of reach a bit, and then you lose the connection you have to the wisdom that's guiding you. The intelligence of mind that's guiding you. But that's how you learn, you know. That's how you learn. And there's nothing here to judge at all. It's just that that's what I learned from. And so, you know, many times I'd be driving home from my work at the clinic, and it would dawn on me, oh, my God, I could have gone there. I could have shared so much less than I did. But that's nice. Mm. That's wonderful that that with this understanding of the principles, we can learn so much and continue to evolve. I mean, you're not going to ever get to the end of your understanding of the principles, and you will never be perfect in getting it down. So, you know, you know, I think that part of my coaching of practitioners or people sharing is to look at it as an adjustment thing, that you're always making adjustments, you know. And if your listening's off, you're going to make adjustments back to getting quieter, you know. So it's a really nice way to look at sharing principles.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the beautiful things actually about the principles, isn't it? Because it means in many ways that the facilitator is never going to get bored, because he never knows who and what he's going to be up against in the people that are listening. Because sometimes people are more stuck in the what they think they already know. And I was just struck like then it's almost being like a pilot, because the weather conditions are never the same on any one trip, are they? So they're constantly having to adjust their flight in many ways. In many ways, that's what a facilitator has to do. What some people perhaps would hear, another person wouldn't. So it's all about being present with the group you've got in front of you at the time, isn't it?
It sure is. I think the other element and ingredient that we have going for us. I think that if you read Sidney Banks or listen to his works that are out on video or audio tapes, you will hear him say that we are assisted in life, that mind assists us, that we are part of mind, and that intelligence is there to guide us. Mm. And I, you know, when I first heard that, it relaxed me, but I couldn't understand that. I felt relaxed, though, that, oh, my God, I don't have to do all the work, you know, about my life. But I didn't know how to be guided, you know. But one of the ingredients we have when we look at sharing the principles is that that intelligence is there for us. And it will assist us if we can relax into it. And one way that we relax into it is kind of listening beyond ourselves. It's the audio tape I made that I think I've sent you and Sheila. I'm not sure if you have it, but it's really about listening to hear that guidance. But I think it's one of the beautiful things about being part of the principles and working with the principles to share them with others is that you don't have to figure it all out, because if you can listen well, deeply and quietly, and kind of get yourself out of the way, you're guided. It really is there to assist you in that role. And very simple things. Sometimes it will just come to you, oh, man, I don't really get this yet. I better ask some more questions. Or it'll come to you, quiet down. Or it'll come to you, the perfect thing to share about the principle. So that's just wonderful to know about being in the role of sharing it. Even if you're just sharing with a friend, you know, this intelligence you are will assist you in that. So that's a beautiful thing to know. And not only does it assist you there, but it assists you in life, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's just a tremendous insight that calms me and makes me hopeful and really allows me to listen for it.
And,
you know, and I've never been...
Sorry.
I just want to share one more thing. I've never been let down. I've never been let down, you know. So I gave a plenary talk at Tikkun at the last Innate Health Conference about the principles. And it was guiding me the whole way. I really can hear it, you know. And then I got to a place where I was very quiet. Nothing was coming. And it just, I got the thought, well, it's time to stop. But I overrode it. I overrode it because I got a little insecure. See, I came into the picture. Mark Howard came into the picture. I got a little insecure, like, oh, man, I haven't been talking long. So then I kind of, it wasn't bad what I said after that, but I kind of forced it, and I said a few more things, and I looked at my watch, and I was right on the ending time, you see? So that's just a story about how the intelligence is there for you.
Yeah, and I just want to just back up that, what you said, because I know from my experience of sharing, the times when there's been less of Mark in there, and just like I say, I've relaxed into the sharing, the more I've found it's just pours out naturally in many ways. And on those days, it's tend to have been when I've got the more of the feedback of, wow, that was amazing, that was really impactful, than on the days where I've been really trying to hit people with something.
Yeah, that's right, there's a difference around that. And again, that's another thing that I use to make an adjustment. So if I see that, if I just see that it's not going well, or I'm just trying to force an idea I have, I can kind of see that and make an adjustment back to quieting myself down, you know?
Yeah.
So that's so true.
And one thing I liked about you, like I say, I spent a day with you at Chantel's event, and it was just a very small group, but you don't always assume that people are totally getting what you're saying. I think there's once or twice you stopped and you really did check in with people about were they hearing what you were saying? And you'd ask people to reflect back what you'd said sometimes. And then sometimes I also like the fact that sometimes you'd think, oh, well, I could have said that differently. And then you weren't afraid to go back and address something again. And I think that was a wonderful aspect of your sharing, I found.
Yes, you know, Mark, and that really developed, you know, through the years, I kind of see the sharing in a model of a dance where, you share and then you listen, you share and then you listen. So, in that event, I was sharing some points. I was sharing about the principles. So I took time to talk. And then I wanted to hear, I wanted the audience to guide me further. Mm-hmm. See, in other words, the connection I had to the people, I wanted to hear them so that the intelligence within all of us there can help me see where to go next or what to do. So my way has always been to kind of hear if it's making sense for people. Now, the other thing I learned through the years is that people will usually say yes. You know, you ask people, is this making sense? You'll usually get yes. You know, you rarely get somebody jumping up saying no. You know, that I don't get any of that. You know, you don't really get that. So then you're left with either you're going to assume what they mean by yes, which will kind of keep you from being deep, or you will then need to hear what they have seen so that can help you know where to go next. You're guided by the relay, you see. So that's why when people say yes, and I say, well, tell me something you saw. What did you see? Now, I'm really interested in that, but I'm also wanting to hear where I need to go next. You know, that serves a purpose to help me know how to make my sharing relevant, see, relevant. Mm-hmm. I could just share from my own assumptions, but it won't be as relevant as if I can have my sharing develop from what I hear from people.
Yeah.
Now, the other piece is I'm not afraid to notice if I missed something, if it didn't feel right. See, to go back and tell people that, you know, there's more to, I didn't really say it the way I felt it, you know, or, you know what, it just didn't really say what I knew to say. So, do you mind if I just share it again? Because you know what? It's not about me, Mark. You know, it's not about, it's about waking up in people their own knowledge. So I don't get insecure anymore to just let people know that I was a bit off. You know, I didn't quite say it well. And then ask them if they would mind if I tried it again. You want to be human. Yeah. And you're being human means you're not always going to be spot on. And I think that helps clients and it helps an audience because it gives them permission to be human too.
Yeah.
You know? And just know that, you know, you know, what we're trying to get is a spiritual understanding, and it's not an easy thing to talk spiritually, you know?
No.
To stay deep. So, and what I've also found is that when you're human about yourself with people, they'll support you. They'll give you all the time you need to find your footing. So there have been so many times I've been off, you know, through 33 years, and I say to the group, you know what, that don't listen to that. That wasn't really coming from what I know. Do you mind if I go back and really share what I know? Oh, everybody just supports you. You see. So through the years, I've just seen to do that.
Yeah, and like I say, I experienced that part of your sharing, and I think one thing that just occurred to me as you said that was that, like I say, as facilitators, quite often they do ask, "Is this resonating with you?" And like I say, very rarely people will say no, perhaps because of the egoic, they don't want to look silly in case everybody else is getting it. But then, if you're showing your humanness, that I could have said that. But in a more clear way or pointed in a better way, then it makes them, I'd imagine it makes them more open to being honest with you. When you ask the question again in the future, are you getting this? They're probably more likely to say, oh, well, Mark's not scared to show his infallibility, so I can show mine, and they will be more honest with you and say, would you mind repeating that again or going over that again? So yeah, I think that is a, it is an important aspect of the sharing, isn't it?
Well, it truly is. If you see that in that moment of you being in an event, like a day-long event with people, all of you are mind. And so all you're trying to do is stay in the connection of that with them. And sometimes I drift and sometimes they drift, right? So, you know, I think it's not that I'm an expert. And I think the more human I've been with people, the more relaxed they can be with me and then feel free to share whatever it is they would like to share. And there were times in that day-long event that I think a few people shared something they weren't getting, you know. Mm-hmm. They felt free to share, you know, I'm not really getting what you mean by this, you know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So then I would just be with them for a little bit. You know, I would listen to them a little more. I would kind of see what is it, what's that about, you know, things like that to try to get a guidance of where to go next to help. Because what I've also seen that in a group of people, if somebody is saying they're not getting something, well, somebody else is kind of in the same boat. So if you can get kind of like a way to help that one person, you're going to help some other people in the group too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
that was just coming to mind that quite often it's great to go over those things because, like, invariably you'll be talking to more than just one person. You won't be just talking to the person who's asked the question. Just going over the things again is like hammering the nail home in many ways, isn't it?
Yeah.
So now you're, like you say, it sounds like you're talking to more and more, you're helping more and more facilitators or people. Is it just facilitators you're helping or people in business? Like you say, I heard you mention business professionals. So are you involved mainly with facilitators or people in general who just want to a better life or better business relationships, etc.? I'm just curious about that, Mark.
You know, I think it runs the whole continuum. I'm still in working with people who are having some difficulties in life, either for themselves or in their relationships, and with people who are wanting to share in their careers. So it's that career, their careers span beyond just mental health practitioners to, you know, people who are body workers or other work like that, and also people in business who want to take it into their firm or their company or work better in their team. They're a lead of a team or something like that. So it runs the whole continuum. And you know, just recently, last fall, I offered an online group for people who wanted to learn more about the principles and share them. And I did that for 18 years here locally in a hospital setting where monthly people interested in the principles in all different careers, nursing, counseling, et cetera, came to talk about the principles and how to share them. And so I I am involved now with this group for 10 months, and then I'm going to offer it again. And it's been really rewarding. So, and in there, people have all different types of careers, and some people are in business. They're taking it into their company.
Mm.
So Mark, it's the whole continuum.
Yeah. And it's just wonderful that it's just helpful across the board, isn't it, basically?
Yeah, you know, it really is, because honestly, I think that, and I think people who are listening to this can resonate with this, you know, once you have an insight into what's creating your experience, you shift. And it just helps you across the board in your life, too. Not only with whatever it is that you were looking to the principles to help you with, you know, maybe your own personal issues. But once you get that insight, you know, it transfers over to your relationships. It transfers to your job. So it's kind of like an all-encompassing understanding that you find ways to make use of it in whatever you're called on to do. That's also the beauty of this, you know. People don't have to learn another set of principles to deal with something else. Once they catch on to, you know, how these principles create their experience, it kind of goes across the board for them. And many times people will say, well, this has really helped me with my anxiety, but you know what? I've also been able to use it to improve my relationship with my spouse, or, you know, I'm even better at work, they'll say, you know, so.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was one of the very first Tikkun event I went to. I'd just been impacted by the principles. And at the Tikkun event, as you know, they have the breakout groups, and they're with the business. They'd have a talk on business, relationships, addictions, so many different topics. And I think it was George Pansky said that there at the time, he said, it doesn't really matter which room you go into, it's going to be the same stuff, but they'll just be pointing it in a way that it helps in that particular field. And as I did go into the various different rooms, it was amazing, and it was interesting and amazing and mind-blowing at the same time, that it didn't matter what the subject matter was. Having a knowledge of the principles was just so helpful for whatever they were addressing. So yeah, I think that's why this is going to be so impactful, and is so impactful, this understanding, isn't it? It's just so helpful across in every area of life.
Yeah, and I think that that's what makes it so hopeful.
Mm.
You know, I always talk about the hopefulness of the principles, and that this is one of the ways that it's hopeful, because it makes it so easy to, you know, again, once you catch on to, let's say, how thought creates your experience, you catch on to that. It makes it easier to navigate life, all the areas of life.
Mm.
And so it's very hopeful, you know, like here in California, I have to take classes to continue to renew my license. So I'm on a mailing list for all of the workshops that go on, you know. And it's funny, I've been getting recently a lot of workshops about forgiveness, like 3-day workshops on forgiveness. Again, nothing against this, except that if you catch on to the principles, you get an understanding of the principles, forgiveness is there. You don't need a workshop. You know, you know from that insight, again, it'll help you with your relationship. You don't need a relationship workshop. So it's very hopeful that you just need to see these simple principles in a way, and that's all you need. And it's not like they're outside of you, they're in you. And so the other hope is that you'll continue to see more.
Mm.
So that's like another saying that I think George says, you know, when I think it's something like all ships rise with the tide. It's the same kind of meaning, you know, you have an understanding and it covers all bases. It covers everything. It applies to everything in your life. So that's the hope and the ease of this.
And, well, just going back to sharing for a moment, I was just going to ask if you could give any, well, there's one thing I know you'd probably say. I mean, we've already alluded to it if we was giving a newbie facilitator any advice, which was don't share beyond what you know. But I was wondering if there was anything you could say to any of the new facilitators that are coming on board with this understanding. And it, and as I look on the internet and Facebook, I mean, a few Facebook groups, I see more and more new names every day, which is really encouraging. I was just wondering if there was any advice you could give to somebody who's just coming into sharing this and perhaps a little, feeling a little nervous about it perhaps, but they've got that passion like many of us do about wanting to get it out there. What one or two pieces of advice would you give, Mark?
Well, you know, I'm just so thrilled at the number of people who have seen something about these principles and then want to go share it with others. I'm so thrilled. It's just like, you know, in 1982, there were five of us in San Francisco Bay Area, a couple of people in Florida. Mm-hmm. Salt Spring Island had people. There weren't many people.
No.
So that's the first thing I want. That's the first thing I want to share. The other thing I want to share is that you just want to share what you've seen. Mm-hmm. Just share what you've seen, and don't get insecure about it. Just tell people what you've seen. And I think a few things might help with that. You know, if you're going to share, maybe you could get some permission from people, like, you know, a friend. You know, you might say, well, you know, I've just seen something that's really been helpful to me. Do you mind if I share something like that I've seen? In your work, you know, the same kind of thing. If you stay within the bounds of what you have seen, and you tell people about that, you will see more. You are guaranteed that the minute you share that and you talk about that at that level, you'll see more. So I have a short video on YouTube about that, sharing what you know. Just share what you know. Just go for it. But, you know, don't be a preacher about it, you know. You know, make sure somebody wants to hear it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's fine. Just go for it. You'll just start to see more, and you'll learn from that. The other thing, really, 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 the thing that will deepen your foundation, just read Sydney Banks. Listen to Sydney Banks. You know, what that's about is to waken this up more in you. You're not going to get what he's saying, but it will continue to wake up more and more and more with you. Mm-hmm. Nobody shares it deeper, and so you want to always go back and reference him. You know, this last year, I started to do more exercise, and I went back and as I was exercising, I just listened to the tapes I have of him. And I just started to see so much more. So you'll never go wrong by... So that's also what I would recommend that people do. I, too, at night, I have his books. And at night, I'll read a chapter. You know, not every night, but I'll read a chapter that kind of stands out for me and either... The Enlightened Garden or The Missing Link or Second Chance, and I get something. So that's what I would recommend. I would recommend that you start sharing what you have seen and go from there.
Yeah, not make it. I think Sid's words just came into my mind then again about keeping it simple as well. Keeping it simple, yeah.
Yeah. Don't complicate it in your mind about how you should share or that you don't. Here's another piece. This is another piece. I'll just add to this one. Just take a second here. You know, right now, for anybody coming into sharing the principles, there's so much out there that you could get a bit insecure about what you know compared to what everybody else is sharing out there. Sometimes when I watch somebody, I start to get insecure. Oh, my God, I could never say that.
Yeah.
So, but don't do that. I mean, it's nice to hear other people, but don't compare yourself. You know, when we started, we didn't know anything, and we were fine with that. We were just thrilled because we would just continue to share what we knew and kind of learn from that. And then we would go to a Sydney Banks seminar. You know, we didn't know anything, but we still were thrilled. I want everybody who's new to be thrilled by what they have seen and be thrilled to share it with people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I would do now if I was new to this and saw all of these teachers out there and, you know, and saw how well they share it. But remember, when you share what you have seen, you are as powerful as anybody, because when you're sharing what you've seen, you are sharing from that energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes you as powerful as anybody. It doesn't matter how you say it. When you share from that place in you, you're as powerful as anyone. So be careful not to compare yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, those are my words of advice.
No, and I think that's beautiful advice as well, Mark. And I was just, again, as I'm listening to you, you're just reminding me of some of my experiences. And I know my first major insight, which I talk about often on here, so I apologize when I mention it, was when I was listening to George Pransky being interviewed by Jamie Smart. And I had I won't go into it too much, but I suddenly saw what they were talking towards and what George was pointing towards. But I've listened to that same CD over and over again since then, especially directly afterwards, because I thought perhaps I could get some more. And I wanted to find out exactly what it was he said that gave me the insight, but I still haven't worked it out. So like you said, it's where it's coming from that touches people, isn't it, in many ways. So
yeah.
there may be somewhere out there who delivers it very eloquently, but if a person can speak from what they've seen, it doesn't have to be all sexy and singing and dancing, does it? It's where it's coming from that's important. Yeah,
that's exactly right. Because you see, once again, it's not the words, it's the feeling you're coming from and the guidance you have. You know, like Sydney always said, the minute you've had your insight and you've put words on it, you're a little ways away from it. So if you try to be elaborate and, make it, I don't know what the word is, but you don't want to get farther and farther away from the feeling. So the words, in a way, are the only way we can communicate it. You know, I mean, we communicate with this energy too, but to really guide somebody to what you said, you just got your words. But the closer you stay with trying to say in your best way at the time what you've seen, that's it. Now, maybe the next time you'll see more of how you could say it better. That's what the evolution of this is all about. Mm. But you just can do, just stay with the best way you can say it at that moment.
Mm. That's great advice. And I've got to share with you as well. I know, I remember it was quite a while for me personally before I heard Sydney Banks. I'd been listening to a lot of audios and watching various videos. And even then, this was like 5 years ago, there wasn't half as much as was available now. So even in the last 4 or 5 years, it's amazing how much stuff's come out there. But when the first time I heard Sid and he said, "Don't listen to my words," I was thinking, "What's this guy talking about?" But now I just totally know that it's like I say, Sid would often say, it's not in the words, but beyond my words. And I'm conceding that if anybody's a little skeptical about that, just to let that skepticism go, because it really is a true statement, that, isn't it?
You know, I think, yeah, you know, I just think that, you know, paying attention to the words are Sid Banks' best ways to say something at that moment. So if you try to hold on to the words, you would miss that he's really trying to wake up in you these feelings. And so that's what he's sharing there. You know, he's sharing there. But, you know, there are words that have resonated with me. You know, I share sometimes with, on webinars, I share that when he was talking about the principles, I would get a feeling, but I wouldn't really get a way to know what they are. And then he would say something like, practically, like, it's really love and understanding, and that would help me. You might say, I could do love and I know what to do, but I know love and understanding. I could do that.
Yeah.
But all he is saying is that he's trying to convey, and every one of us trying to convey what we've seen, are trying to speak to something that's hard to talk about. You know, it's hard to put into words, you know, this insight. All of a sudden you get this insight. Like when I speak, you know, that insight I had was really, I make up my emotions, you know, and even that is not really the feeling I had, but it's the best I could do to share it, you know. And so he's just saying, don't take notes about my words, just listen for something happening in you. Yeah, that's all he's saying, you know. I think.
Yeah. Well,
you know, I want to say one more thing, you know.
Oh, go on then.
I think one of the most powerful, hopeful things to see is just what we are all a part of, being the part of mind and the intelligence of mind, you know. And when you talked about Sidney Banks talking about words, I was reminded that, you know, that intelligence is there to assist you. And like Sidney Banks, I mean, like, he had like an eighth grade education, ninth grade education at the most, and he never read books. And when he was sharing his insight, he would use words he never heard of. He would just use these words, and he didn't know what they meant. He had to ask his wife, did I use the right words? They just showed up because he would just get into the feeling and be guided. He would just be guided deeply from this intelligence. So I wanted to, you know, leave people with really the power we are in terms of sharing these principles. And if we get ourselves out of the way, it would just kind of naturally flow. Sometimes you say things, you wonder, why did I bring that up? And the client will say, well, I don't know what you mean. That really helped me, you know?
Yeah.
So there's something that we are a part of way beyond what we can imagine. And, you know, when Sidney would always share with us that, you know, he said to us, I say words, I don't even know what they mean, and they just come to me.
Yeah. But I've had experience of that myself when I've been facilitating, where I've done sometimes what I thought was quite a good job, and then I feel like the words have been coming out, and they've been coming out from a great place, and then there'll be one little comment that just seems to have arisen that I almost don't even notice or remember saying. And then invariably, them are the ones that somebody say, oh, that last thing that you said, that just blew my mind. And that was just, again, it didn't come from me at all. It just came out. Yeah. So, So, Mark, it's coming to the top of the hour. And, I know, I think it'd be a good to just talk about, I know you and my partner Sheila, you're planning on doing something over here in Spain, an event in Spain. And Sheila gave me a little piece of paper just before I came in. She said, oh, make sure you mention this, the transformational retreat that you plan on doing. And I'll read it out and then you can talk more about it afterwards, Mark. And there's going to be a transformational retreat over here in Spain. And people who are aware of Sheila and myself, they know there's been quite a lot of three principles stuff being going on over here in Spain. But this next retreat is going to be to deepen and simplify the understanding of the three principles and to have a more joyous life and to uncover the secret ingredient to that leads to sharing your understanding of the principles with a more impact and relevance. So, I'm actually not sure when is that planned for, Mark?
We're looking at the September 17th through the 20th of September. At the evening of the 17th, we'll just have a kind of a social gathering to just get to know one another and meet one another, and then it's a 3-day seminar and event to really, really deepen, taking people's understanding and deepen it for their own lives to really see the joy and happiness and so forth in their lives, but also to share, you know, something that I've seen through the years in mentoring people. You know, there's this ingredient in listening process that really transforms the way you share the principles with others. Makes it very, very relevant and impactful. And also it can translate into everyday life as well. So we'll be looking at that together. And then, you know, we're looking at a small group of people so that we can really interact with them and see what would they like to get more of. So it's going to be, I'm really excited about it, and I'm really thrilled that we're going to be able to offer in a kind of an intimate setting, in a beautiful setting, a chance to really deepen and simplify the principles and the sharing of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I look forward to seeing you over here. And like I say, there'll also, I'm happy, as always with these events, I'm always happy to offer yoga to people and stuff in the morning if they fancy a bit of yoga, and I think there's going to be massage and time for chillaxing on the beach as well, so it sounds like it's going to be a great event anyway.
Oh yeah, it's going to allow for a lot, you know, like again, we're going to really respect that the understanding is something that is coming through via reflection, so there'll be a lot of time for people to get into deeper feelings and enjoy themselves there and make use of the spa and yoga and so forth and some additional resources to help that reflection.
Yeah, lovely. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you over here for
sure, Mark.
So Mark, I'll give Sheila's email address out at the end, but if anybody wants to get in touch with you about anything or anything at all, were you open to giving your email address out?
Oh, yes, I am. Yeah, feel free to connect with me about questions or thoughts. So it's Dr., like Dr., Dr., Mark, M-A-R-K, Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D, so Dr. Mark Howard, at Comcast, comcast.net.
Great. And I'll put a link to that when this goes out as well. I'll put
great.
And also, if anybody wants to ask Sheila, like I say, it's still in the planning stages of the retreat, but if anybody wants to get in touch with Sheila and ask her about that, email sheila@sheilamassan.com. And it's not the normal way of spelling Sheila, it's the Indian spelling. So it's S-H-E-E-L-A. at Sheila again, Massand, and it's MASAMD. So that's Sheila at SheilaMassand.com. And if anybody wants to get in touch with me, they can get in touch with me at iScreamForTheSoul@hotmail.com. I'm not sure who my guest will be next week, but I'm sure it'll be somebody interesting as always. So is there anything else you would like to add, Mark, before we say goodbye? I was going to say good night, but it's good morning for you, isn't it?
it's getting to noontime here. But
yeah.
No, I just enjoyed being able to share again with everyone. And I hope it was helpful in some way. And hope we can connect in the future sometime.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm sure.
Thanks
we'll,
again, Mark.
No, thank you, and I'm sure we'll do another one of these, perhaps nearer the retreat as well. So it might be interesting.
Oh, that
to do
would
another
be
one.
Fun. Yeah, that would be.
Yeah,
fun.
Yeah, yeah. Can go more in depth when we know about it nearer the time. So, well,
okay.
Thanks very much, Mark. I really appreciate your time, and I'm sure I'll be in touch with you soon.
Okay, Mark. Thanks so much.
Okay then. Bye, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.